show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world.
Hello, everyone. Yay. Yes, we're here to show you a new world, because the old ways, the old world, are going out little by little. A new theme on this show is change in the future, and a lot of positive things that we're going to talk about as we go along. Let's create a better world. Today, a great guest, Luann Panessi, who works with Gary Null, who does the retreats. She does counseling, nutritionist. She's super. She'll be on. And I'm Bobby Elias, your host, and Divine Aubrey. Hi, Divine. Thanks.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know what, Divine? Instead of us making too many announcements, we can do those at the end because we need to get Luann on the show. But we're going to talk about the archives. We're going to talk about some great shows we have in the next few weeks, including a big show about change next week, and then some predictions the week after. Also, I have information on not only the football players taking a knee, and in solidarity with one of the owners of one of the big teams, the Dallas Cowboys, joining in. And then we have some information on some of the crazy stuff going on with Trump. We'll do that at the end, but go ahead and introduce our guest. Divine, if you could, please.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, super excited to have Luann Panessi back with us again. Luann is a registered nurse practicing for over 30 years in both conventional and integrative medicine. Luann shares information that motivates people to take back their personal power and lead happier, more productive lives at any age. And Luann's going to be speaking with us today regarding the upcoming retreat that she facilitates with Gary Null. So welcome, Luann.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi, Luann. This is Bobby. I have a question, and Divine and I are going to ask you a few different questions. As I discussed with you a week ago or so, a lot of people here in L.A., because we have the Gary Null Health Support Group, and we have people who remember you very well when you used to come here all the time and give a talk to us. And they're asking about most of them cannot afford to go to the retreats, but they asked me to ask you if you could break down some of the important things that you think can help people as far as what they can do on their own, or just giving all your advice on that as we go along. And you can start out with anything you want to talk about as far as you, your work, the retreats, but if we can get to that as we go along also, please. All right?
Well, absolutely. Well, many people try to compare Gary's retreats here to maybe Hippocrates in Florida or some of the yoga retreats upstate, and it's a completely different experience. Now, I can certainly walk you through what we do in a day so that people can go ahead and integrate that into their lives. The difference here is the energy. We're obviously in we're living in times of fear. We've been manipulated into compliance. People see all the severe climate changes that have reduced people to a survival mode. Look at Houston, look at Puerto Rico. I mean, it's going to be chaos in Puerto Rico very, very soon because people can't live without food and water and shelter for too long. And there's a mass exodus going on. So we're still, with all of the knowledge and the wisdom and the insights that we have, we're still living with racism on both sides. We're in a world of corporate fascism. We have these economic disasters left and right. We have an extremely corrupted medical system. And our educational models do not teach people, especially our young people, to utilize critical thinking. So instead of using critical thinking, they're just, again, they're manipulated into compliance. So people have this conditioned self that they're living by, and all of their decisions are made by that, which is why people get up in the morning and they just want to have their cup of coffee so they can move their bowels and then get on their way to work and have enough energy to get to work. Sitting in traffic, inhaling all the fumes from the freeway, and they get to work. They're usually in a job they don't enjoy. They get through the day. Then they make home and have a drink, maybe a glass of wine or alcohol or something, smoking cigarettes to cope with all the angst that they're living with. So once you get into that groove, unless you consciously decide to step out of it, you are complying with exactly the things that our corporate structures want you to do. They want you to consume their goods and services. So we have commercials about burgers and dripping with cheese, and you got to have this, and we've got this meal deal for you, and, you know, basically they're promoting meat, dairy, sugar, wheat, chips, sweet, salty, crunchy, anything, alcohol, cigarettes, even cigarettes still, unfortunately. So the good news, though, is that there's a growing number of people who are striving to live authentically instead of living, being manipulated into complete compliance, where you can't speak out against anything. I mean, look what's happening in Berkeley. You cannot speak out against anything that they have on their agenda. I always thought the whole purpose of colleges and universities was to help us think critically, to help us deconstruct arguments, to help us have a deeper understanding and insights into our history and how we can learn from them so that we can build a better world. I thought that was supposed to be the whole idea of going to college. But instead, our colleges now are very divisive. They're funded by corporations that are either on the left or on the right. And if you don't think like they do, you become shunned. You become blacklisted. You get squeezed out. So what we offer here at the retreat is what people are driven by, and that is an authentic experience with some personal meaning. So certainly I'll go through a day with you of what we do here, but most of the retreat is about challenging your own belief systems, because most of us are living with a set of flawed beliefs. Like, we really believe on some level that the government is looking out for us. They're not. If anyone's listening to Progressive Radio Network, you know they're not. They're out to support their corporate sponsors, the whole sordid lot of them. So we give people a place that, first of all, invites them to reconnect with who they really are. Now, I know that sounds kind of corny, but what that means is that we engage, first of all, we engage your senses. We engage your senses on every level, and I'm going to go over that in detail. If you do nothing else, find nature. Seek the beauty of nature. We do yoga. We have a lake right on the property, a huge lake, and we do yoga in a beautiful yoga hut right on the lake. You can see the mist in the morning coming off the lake, and we're doing yoga, watching this mist dissipate. It's beautiful. We have a personal trainer, so we're moving our body. We get up and power walk first thing every day. We start our day with a big protein smoothie packed with fruits and usually a pea and hemp protein powder, nut butters. It's a very hearty protein smoothie. It stabilizes your blood sugar for 4 hours. And it's got berries, organic berries in there, and Gary's berry powders. And then we have delicious fruit. We have some low glycemic fruits like berries, strawberries, raspberries, cherries, blackberries. And then we have higher glycemic fruits for people that don't have sugar issues, things like papaya, mango, and the like. So we're constantly giving people fluids, balancing their blood sugar, and we're moving our bodies. Now, some people power walk the long walk, the 3.1 miles. Some people do a short walk inside the villa. But whatever you do, you got to move your body. We have a personal trainer here that does water exercises. So if you have arthritis, if you're overweight, if you have knee issues, foot issues, you go right in the water and you're buoyant. And you can exercise in the water with styrofoam weights that you push resistance in the water with. And John, our exercise instructor, goes over that with people in great detail. And they have a blast. I never seen people laughing so much while they're training so hard. But that's what really personal training is about, when you're actually sculpting your body and you're having a good time. It doesn't get better than that. We have a gourmet vegan lunch, which is usually a salad with all kinds of sprouts that we grow right here. And we teach you how to do your own sprouting at home. In fact, Dr. Steve Lewinson from your area is actually going to be coming out here, and he's going to be teaching all about sprouting and fermenting, and we're going to talk about microgreens, growing your own mushrooms. Not hard to do, and you don't need a whole lot of land to do it. You can grow sprouts in a little sprout tray in your kitchen window. So there's plenty of things for us to do to become more sustainable in growing our own food. So after the salad, we usually have a nice soup, and our soups are all organic, vegan. We have bean soup, split pea soup, mushroom soup, miso soup, black bean soup. Delicious, all different. These are all from Gary's anti-inflammatory, anti-arthritis cookbook. So Gary picks the recipes based on the group we're having, and they're just absolutely mouth-watering delicious. Now, a lot of people hear vegan, and they think that all we're going to have is brown rice and broccoli. Not so much. We have so many spices. I just unloaded a whole truckload of the different spices that we use. Tarragon, marjoram, turmeric, garlic, onions. Ah. So we use sea salt. You got to make it taste delicious. So we combine the spices with things like squash, sweet potatoes and yams, red bliss potatoes. We have all different rices. You name it, we got it. We have brown rice, wild rice, black rice. We have rice pastas. So we have all kinds of delicious gourmet meals here. And all the different green vegetables, yellow vegetables, red vegetables. And we cook them up all different ways. And we show people how easy it is to put a plant-based diet into your body. Because that is what makes you alkaline. And when you're alkaline, you're not inflamed. When you eat meat, dairy, sugar, wheat, caffeine, alcohol, you're totally destroying your liver because it's not able to do the hundreds of other things that it's supposed to be doing in your body because it's too busy holding on to all your toxins. Think of a clogged-up pool filter. You know, once it catches everything your whole life, and then it can't rebalance itself. It can't get rid of these toxins. And if they do, they're sending them to your joints, and you get arthritis. The immune system gets confused, so you develop Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, and things like that. So we help you to understand the value of a plant-based diet. And for people that are worried about protein, you don't worry about protein. You have more protein in nuts and seeds and nut butters and beans and lentils and split peas and seaweed. Way more protein than meat. And all meat does is create inflammation. It rots and decomposes in your intestines, and it causes inflammation and chronic illness. So this isn't an experiment. We've known this for several decades. But now people are starting to get smart. A good deal of the population is getting smart. Now, I will tell you, Bob, that not everyone is meant to get it. Some people would rather live with the illusions of their flawed belief systems than live a whole health lifestyle. And a lot of that is about self-responsibility, curiosity, and wanting to learn. and being open to challenging their own belief systems. And for 18 years, I was a nurse in a conventional New York City medical center, and I was indoctrinated. And if someone told me, oh, Luann, go home and meditate, I'd laugh in their face. I don't have time to meditate. I got 18 patients here. This one needs blood. This one needs antibiotics. This one needs pain meds. This one's on their deathbed. And I gotta be moving. I can't be pulling back and relaxing. Of course not. Wasn't in my vocabulary. My belief was that if I'm not busy and doing things and helping other people, I'm not enough. And that's a flawed belief. It's completely flawed. You gotta take good care of you so that you can be more to other people. So when I was diagnosed with my own cancer, that's when I said, look, I run the oncology unit. I am not going that route because I know the deal. It's going to be cut off my breast, radiation, chemotherapy, experimental chemo, hospice, and I'm dead. Because that's what everyone goes through. And I'm thinking, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. So I terminated my own position, gave myself a great severance package, and I went out to get credentials in integrative and alternative medicine. After I got my master's degree in natural health, I went on to do my 4-year degree in Chinese medicine. And then I went on to get certified as a health coach and then a wellness coach. And never looked back. And now I'm watching people left and right reversing chronic illnesses every day. I just had someone call me today who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, huge mass. They said the mass is too big. We can't surgically remove it. So that's when she came to me, and I said, go ahead, get the chemotherapy to shrink the mass, and then as soon as it shrunk down, we start doing alternative medicine. You know, have them remove it, and then let's get going. And let me tell you, she is doing great. She feels great. She looks great. She's so excited about this whole new lifestyle she's on. So we can support people. Integrative medicine means we use whatever works to get the result that we're looking for. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
So that in some cases, if we're going to use chemo to shrink a tumor, I'm all for it. And then get on our protocols. And it works. So
wow.
I need people to understand the importance of, one, self-responsibility and self-discipline. The people that do the best are the people that are constantly thriving and striving to live their potential instead of adapting down to the results of a flawed belief system. So here at the retreat, we teach people to exercise, to eat healthy, to reconnect with nature, and I'm going to go over that in a minute, and we teach them to ground their energy and to really learn how to pull back and relax. Now, I got to tell you, the week or two before retreat, it's a frenetic time. We're busy getting all of our projects done. Everyone's in a high tension mode because we're under a time constraint. So we're all running around, but you know what? We're joking, we're having a good time, we're moving fast, we're getting things done, and we all pull back in the evening. You got to pull back and just kick back and relax and really, really get a good night's sleep. So, you know, it's a different way of living when you live like this. By the way, everybody gets a half hour of personal health counseling with me when they come down. And Gary lectures every evening. He's with us all day. He still does his show in the middle of the day. And we have cooking classes, art classes, which are really fun. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm no artist. Yeah, but you know what? You put a paintbrush or you put some pencils in their hand and ask them to sketch something and watch the artist come out in them. That's what we help people to do, to understand. You haven't begun to tap into your greatness yet. And every one of us has greatness, every single one of us. So we have meditation classes and emotional release classes, help people to let go. You know, so many of us, Bob, oh, my God, we hold on to stuff from our past. I worked with a gentleman the other day, and a young man in his 30s with cancer. Oh, my God. You hate seeing this. But here's a man who was sexually abused by a babysitter when he was 5 years old. And he's using that event that took all of 15 minutes of his entire life to justify his depression for his entire life. You know, so emotional release classes allow us to go back to that fear, that absolute terror, the angst, the pain. You revisit that, and you release it, and you let it go, right? In other words, can we control what these people do to us? No. I've had women who are morbidly obese, and they realize they're holding on to all this excess weight, so no one thinks they're attractive enough rape because they've been sexually abused by someone in their life. Or it could be emotional abuse, or it could be physical abuse. Whatever it is, we give these people so much power, these stupid, insensitive, faultless people who do things to us for their own personal gain, has nothing to do with us, and we hold on to this our entire life. And no matter how organic your diet is, until you release that emotional angst, you will always hold on to it. I have parents that come to retreat, and they have to let go of guilt because they believe that maybe they weren't the best parents they could have been. Well, you know what? Who is? What parent is? You give your kids a moral compass to the best of your ability. You give them unconditional love. You give them support. And maybe if parents divorce, you can't be there 100% of the time. You're there the best you can. And whatever they choose to do with your life, it's not your fault. So if they choose to be drug dealers, fine. If they choose to shrink back and into phobias, fine. That's their choice. They have options. And all you can do is encourage them to explore their options. But once they're adults, they're on their own. So I work with a lot of parents that do this guilt thing, you know, about them and their kids, and the kids didn't turn out exactly how they wanted. Yeah, well, get over it. You gave birth to this child. It's its own energy. It's making its own choices, and we get consequences of our choices. If you don't like the consequence, maybe make another choice. But that takes self-confidence, that takes self-esteem, and it takes courage. And that's the kind of stuff that we foster here at retreat. We help people take mm-hmm. their personal power back so they can stand up for what they believe and make the changes in their lives that help them be the best they can be. Now, if people have any questions for me, please don't hesitate to call. I'm at 903-881-7008. That's 903-881-7008. And I invite you to go to my website, metropolitanwellness.com. That's metropolitanwellness.com. You'll see my credentials, my background, my bio. You'll see testimonials. So I'm not a salesperson. You know that already. I'm here right. to help to make a difference in the world, just like everybody else is. And I do it my way. Gary does it his way with his radio shows and his amazing lectures. Did you know, Bobby, that he had a completely sold-out lecture at our recent expo here in New York City?
I heard about it.
300 people, standing room only in the back, standing room. And then there were people out in the hall that couldn't get in. So they actually set up speakers out there so they could hear the lecture. So you got to know that everybody's got their own greatness. Everyone's got their way to make this world a better place. Right. Whether you're a plumber or an electrician, or if you're a nurse, or if you're a doctor, or if you're a farmer, you have a way to make this world a better place because you got here. But doing it authentically, not in a conditioned way.
Luann, that's the name of our show, Let's Create a Better World. Let me reintroduce you to anybody that came in at a different time. This is Let's Create a Better World, and Luann Panessi speaking. She works with Gary Null. She does the major retreats, which I think are the best retreats in the world. And she also a counselor. She does a lot of nutritional work. Chinese medicine, you name it. She does a lot. And as you can hear her right now, she's got so much to say. I like what you're going to talk about nature in a minute. But Divine, you had some thoughts or a statement or a question. But we do want her to get, Luann, to get back to nature as soon as she can. Divine, you
right.
had something
well,
to talk about?
I'm loving all the information that Luann is sharing, the total lifestyle change and just the schedule of the retreats. I think it's awesome. You know, so Luann, continue. Tell us more. And does one have to, or should one participate for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or how does that work with the program?
Well, this is the first time Gary is doing a retreat where he's actually inviting people to stay for a whole month. He's never done that before. And so I have a group of 12 people right now who are staying all 4 weeks. I have some people staying 2 weeks. I have staying 1 week, and so there's no time limit that says you have to come for this long or that long. You need the minimum time is 1 week, because it usually takes at least a full day, if not more, to finally just relax and get into where you are instead of thinking about everything else in your life. And then after that, you get to understand the power of silence. We eat in silence. That means you get to enjoy every bite, every morsel of food. There's the texture, the taste, the aroma. All of this stuff is now suddenly in your consciousness because you're not busy yapping at somebody. You're not busy chatting something up and telling people your story of woe and comparing notes on who's had a worse life than the other one, you know? Unfortunately, we do that. And then you get the pity part. Oh, really? Oh, you think that's bad? You should hear what happened to me. So this is a complete waste of energy. And yet people want to keep telling you their story so that you can understand their horrific plight in their life. And even if you give them solutions, a lot of these people will tell you why they can't engage in any of your solutions. We don't have time for these people. That's why I interview everyone before they come down. So,
One of our favorite subjects is nature. We talk about how the exercise, the food, the supplements, but people, and if you could speak on that right now, you have a beautiful place for your retreats. You can talk about that. But even if people don't have a beautiful place, I tell them you can go to the park, take your shoes off, ground yourself, look at the squirrels and the pigeons. Just get out there. Your thoughts, please.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, when you connect with nature outside with all of your senses, you understand how connected you are to everything. The human being is not above or detached from nature. So when you understand that, and you understand that we're stewards of this planet, we may be the highest life form, but what the hell are we doing to this little tiny planet that we're on? We're destroying it, really. But what's destroying it is the corporate greed, the complete insensitivity to our environment and our animal and insect species. So they're all kind of deteriorating on us. Don Campbell once said, "We need the courage to enter into ourselves with the great respect and mystery that combines the faith of a child, the abandon of a mystic, and the true wisdom of an old shaman." So, in order to really accept oneself, you need to experience beauty in every sense. So, for instance, one of Gary's wonderful hobbies is landscape architecture. So you'll notice immediately when you come onto the property, the carefully manicured gardens and plants, and he's got roses. And everywhere you look on the property, you have these looming five-story pine trees that remind you these pine trees have been here, some of them, for over 100 years. And what these trees have seen, they've gone through all the seasons, and it's majestic. And you step back, and you're humbled by the beauty and the power of nature. the sunsets, even if there's a thunderstorm, watching the lightning. It's just beautiful. So we also are very concerned with our sense of smell. So when you're walking around the property, there's bougainvilleas, there's roses. Oh, my goodness, there's so many different species of flowers. And when I tell you, the other beautiful sight that you see here besides the beautiful shrubbery and the flowers and the gardens, butterflies. We have, so far I've counted, about 26 species of butterflies here. And they're all over the flowers. And not only that, but Gary's a beekeeper. So you understand that, I mean, when I was a kid, I got stung by a bee. So, of course, as I got older, anything with a stinger, I'm petrified of. Until I started working, watching the bees. They're very busy collecting honey. They could care less about me. They just want to go get their honey and go back to the hive. And we utilize the bee propolis, the honey, wonderful medicinal qualities that we have. So, you know, when you have beautiful flowers that are growing without pesticides, and you have bees, you understand the cycle of nature that they're going through. And so you see beautiful things. We have a beautiful lake with swans. And you could just sit there and watch these swans tooling around their lake and look at the reflections of the trees in the lake. It's beautiful. Plus, we have birds. We have peacocks. And the peacocks will come right up to you and fan their tails. And you can't help but want to take a picture. The beauty and the color and the richness of nature's birds is mind-blowing. You don't have time to worry about anything when you're surrounded by this kind of beauty. And then the aromatherapy is amazing. The smell of the fresh-cut grass and the smell and the aroma of the flowers. And we have aromatherapy going on in many of our quiet areas where people are relaxing and journaling and meditating. So aromatherapy has been studied as a complementary and integrative health approach for minimizing the symptoms of emotional stress, anxiety, depression. So there are certain essences that can help with relieving pain, helping people to sleep. All of this is so important. So we encourage that. We also look at the sense of touch. We have a massage therapist here who has an amazing gift of touch. And when she works with people, she works with such intuition and such compassion and such unconditional love that when you're done with your massage, you feel like you've transformed. Your whole energy is transformed. She uses essential oils. She uses various techniques based on whatever it is that you're seeking with your massage. So we encourage healthy touch. So massage is a great way to move toxins through the body, to enhance the flow of the lymphatic system. It's wonderful. We also work with the sense of hearing. Now, before we go on our power walk, Gary has everybody stop and close their eyes and listen for about 15, 20 seconds. And he'll say, how many different birds did you just hear? And people are stunned. How many of you are listening for birds, right? When we're on our power walk and we're passing beautiful honeysuckle and lavender, and every time you walk in a different area, there might be different wildflowers, and the aromas are intoxicating. They're wonderful. And between that and then listening to the birds, listening to the breeze going through the trees, it's beautiful. And it's relaxing because you're putting your energy on that instead of putting your energy on angsting about things and people you can't control. And you suddenly feel this connectedness. And the final thing that we focus on, of course, is taste. And as I mentioned before, one of Gary's greatest joys is creating taste sensations for people with his gourmet vegan cuisine. And like I said, we use different tastes and different spices, different textures. We present the food to our guests as if we're making a work of art, so that when the food looks beautiful on the plate with the right spices and the right trim on it, it's a different meal experience than just having a lump of rice thrown on your plate. It's very, very different when you present it in a way that shows the love and the care of the chef. So our chef is very mindful of how he cooks. It's just a joy to enjoy the foods that Gary has selected for each of the retreats. And people can do this at home. You start exploring different spices and tamari and things like that. Wheat-free soy sauces. Try different things. I never used to like peppers growing up. Oh, I hated them. But now that I learned how to cook them and saute them, they're not bad. I can work with it. So you learn the joy of eating versus just throwing food into your stomach so you're not hungry anymore. They're two different experiences completely. So try different beans. I make a salad with pine nuts, and I put olives, and I put green onions, and, you know, try different things. They also make non-dairy cheeses, like Daiya makes cheese spreads, D-A-I-Y-A. They make cheese shreds that melt. So you can make broccoli au gratin in coconut oil, saute it in coconut oil. Delicious. So think of different oils to use. Use your nut oils, walnut oil, pistachio oil, grapeseed oil, coconut oil. Those are the best oils to cook with. And you do a low-heat sauté, and you can just combine, like I combine wild rice, chia seeds, some quinoa, throw in some beans, sauté some onions and garlic, and then maybe some shiitake mushrooms. And you just blend it all together. And throw on a little tamari, and boom, you've got a phenomenally delicious, tasty meal full of taste and texture. And I'm Italian. I like my volume. I want to eat. So you have foods that are enjoyable, and you don't feel like you're missing anything because of all of the taste sensations. And the more you get off of meat and dairy and sugar and wheat, the more your taste buds just wake up.
Yes.
It's magnificent. So that's some of the things that we do. One of the best things for people is to learn to get out of time stress, where you constantly, I mean, right now we're under time stress because we've got to get our projects done. But overall, our goal is to keep our lives in balance. And that's just the whole point of the game here. We want you to have a strong, flexible body. I want you to have a strong, flexible mind, and I want you to be able to control the physical environment. Most people think it's mind, body, spirit. That's the answer. No, it's mind, body, physical environment, and the spirit is the glue that holds it all together. So we encourage people to join us if they're ready to start that new chapter in their life. They're ready to develop physical and emotional personal strength. They're ready to learn about sustainability. They want mental clarity. They want to experience bliss and true relaxation and connecting with nature. And to really just have a really authentic experience with some personal meaning. That's what this is about. We go way beyond survival. We're into the thriving and striving mode. And you're with like-minded people, and you learn how to be completely sustainable. And as you know, we're putting a lot of emphasis now on weather disasters, how to prepare for them, and
right,
how to stay on top of everything should one happen. Now,
yeah,
you have some questions for me?
Divine?
What's that?
Divine, are you there?
I'm here. Mm-hmm. No, I think you've covered it all, Luann. I was just wondering, you know, optimally, you know, is it best to come 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? But I guess it depends on a person's schedule. you know, as to the amount of time that they can spend, and then they can go home and continue the program on their own. I imagine that's the goal.
Absolutely, and that's what I think is the major difference. You just raised a phenomenally great point, and that is a lot of times people go to a retreat, and they, as soon as they set foot back in the airport to go home, they go for the cup of coffee, or they go for whatever, you know.
Yeah.
They smell the Cinnabons, and they go over to
right.
The Cinnabons. So you understand that when you leave here, you've got a much stronger mindset, and you understand why they're seducing you with the Cinnabon aroma. You understand how they're hypnotizing you with, you know, have coffee, have alcohol. And that's, you know, it's a way to manipulate us. It's a way to keep the population down in our numbers, because most of our people now are getting dumbed down. They're just dumbed down robots walking around, and whatever the media tells them to jump up and down about, that's what they jump up and down about. It's irrelevant. That's really not what life is about. We teach you to first take good care of you, strong mind, strong body, organized environment. Get your head on straight, get focused, and get out there and do what you love to do. Do what you love to do. If you hate your job, get rid of that job and find a job that gives you joy. Because if you're not doing stuff with joy and satisfaction at the end of the day, what the hell are you doing it for? Who are you trying to impress? You got to do it for you, right? So once you take good care of you and you can create balance in that routine every day, then and only then are you able to bring into your life a healthy relationship. And that's going to be people that are supportive, like-minded people, not necessarily people that share every one of your opinions, but people that you feel are mature and safe and have common sense and can utilize their critical thinking skills to problem solve with you. Those are the people you want to hang around. And then when you have a nice core of people like that, maybe it's a support group in your community. Maybe it's a co-op. Maybe, you know, it's a community garden that you're working on with people. Whatever it is, get involved with it. And then once you have healthy relationships and you're taking good care of you, then and only then are you ready to step out and start becoming a real, authentic activist, where you're able to do something productive to stop some of the injustices that are going on the planet.
Right.
So I'm a big advocate of preventing animal and child abuse. If I see someone abusing an animal, I call 911 and have them arrested. I've done it more than once. So that's what I...
Luann, could you give us just 2 or 3 minutes of final thoughts and then your contact information again so we can wind the show down a little, please?
Sure. If people want to contact me, my number is 903-881-7008. That's 903-881-7008. I interview everyone to make sure this is, in fact, the right venue for them. It is a life-changing experience. It's not a vacation. It's a life-changing experience. You've got to be ready to challenge your own beliefs, okay? And that's not always comfortable, but it usually has a great outcome, all right? You can also go to my website, metropolitanwellness.com. Bobby, I believe everybody, every single person, every person listening to this show has amazing potential that maybe they're not really actualizing.
For
we
sure.
all have greatness in us, no matter how sordid or horrible our past was, no matter how much we feel we've lived up to our potential or not. We have greatness in us. Every single one of us is great at something. Our work here at Gary's Retreat is to help people to be the absolute best that they can be, so they can go out there with their gifts and make this world a better place to live in. Every single person deserves that. You deserve that opportunity. And if people want to just have me individualize a protocol for them, you get me for a whole year. I work with you one-on-one for an entire year. Keep you focused.
Wow.
Keep you motivated. and it's ridiculously inexpensive. People keep telling me I'm nuts. I should really have much higher prices. But I'm not about money. I live very simply, and I'm all about just maintaining my standard of living and taking care of me and my birds and my family and going out there and having some fun. And by the way, yeah, that's another thing. We have a lot of fun, and everyone out there should lighten up and have some fun.
Luann, you covered a lot of great stuff there, and we love the part about being positive. You covered so well some of the things that we're trying to get across, and you did as well as anybody we've had on this show. We can't thank you enough, and all of our people that used to come to our meetings, the Gary Noll Health Support Group meetings, where you would come about twice a year, they always ask about you, and they always want to know when you're going to be on. So I call them and tell them, and I let them know if they can't hear you directly today at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, and every Wednesday, then they can hear you the following day on the telephone archives or on the online archives. So, Luann, thank you so, so much. You're wonderful. We're going to have you on again in a couple months with some new things. You always have different new things for us. Thank you so much, okay?
Oh, you're so welcome. It's a privilege. It's an absolute privilege, Bobby.
Well, it's a privilege for us to have you and to have this show and to help people. Thank you again.
All the best.
All the best to you, too. Divine, we've only got a few minutes left. Your quick thoughts, Divine.
Oh, so many, healthy pearls of wisdom. I love everything that Luann shared, especially the silence, meditation and mindfulness of the program.
Right.
It's an all-around holistic healing, so many different healing modalities, the touch, the aromatherapy, just the hearing. I love it. I can't wait to attend one of the retreats. Very healing.
Thank you
for taking time to be with us to share about the upcoming retreat. And now one question I do have, Bobby, are the retreats, the villa is in Texas where the retreats are held?
Yeah, Eastern Texas, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you know, we didn't get a chance to say it, but it's got the scenery. You've got the mountains. You've got water there. You've got a wonderful nature, as she said. It is one of the most mm-hmm. beautiful places from what I've been told by some of our people. I think you met one of our guys here in L.A., Dan Eckhart. He went there only about 2 months ago and just raves about it because they cover so much, as you just heard. And in fact, she didn't cover it all because there's so much that they cover. But this is what we all need to do, right, Luann? I mean, Divine, we all need to look at all these things that she said. Yeah. Okay. So
I think the retreat would be glorious.
Yeah. As we finish up, let me just give an overview of the next few weeks, and then, if you don't mind, if you could give us the information on how people can hear the archives and hear the shows. One thing, though. The archives are 24 hours a day, and this show that you're hearing now will be on tomorrow, if everything goes well, on button number one on the telephone archives. But let me get to the next few weeks briefly, because we've got our time is going by so quickly here. Next week, Veronica Gabriel will be on. That's October the 4th, again at 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific time, to talk about change and the shift of what's going on, S-H-I-F-T, around the world, around the country, about different movements and how people are going to make this a better world. It may take a little while, and yes, we are going through a lot of weather problems, but you got to hear this show. Veronica is wonderful. The following week, October the 11th, Darshini will be on. She has made some great predictions about 3 months ago. Many of them came true. She's predicted all sorts of disasters. Unfortunately, we have to mention them, and things that are going on in the world. She's going to talk about New York City. She's going to talk about L.A. and the possible earthquake that may come here in some time in the future. And she's going to talk about the rest of the country and the world. So you be sure to hear that show October the 11th on a Wednesday. Then 2 weeks later, Ellie Lax will be on. She's been one of our one or two or three most popular guests, according to our listeners. She's going to not only – she's the one that has the animal sanctuary, but she's going to talk about change and what's going on in the world, the wrongs, but – a positive spin on what we can do to make this a better world, and that's going to be a great show. Then that's about it for the next few weeks of shows. You have a guest that may come in on the 18th, which we can talk about an hour later. But why don't you go ahead, if you don't mind, Divine, and give our information on the archives, please.
Absolutely. For the telephone archive, the telephone number is 701, area code 719-0994. Again, it's 701-719-0994. 24 hours a day, and usually updated 24 hours after our live broadcast. And then our internet archives are prn.fm, and that's P as in progressive, R as in radio, N as in network.fm, and just look up Let's Create a Better World, or our podcast, which is Let's Create a Better World.podbean.com, and Podbean is spelled P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, G as in David, Bean, BEAN.com. So again, it's www.letscreateabetterworld.podbean.com. And yes, October is breast awareness month. And so I am looking to have Brenda Smith join us. Brenda is a naturopath and acupuncturist, and she utilizes a new technology. It's called Sure Touch Breast Exam. So it's not any x-rays or any kind of invasive process. It's a sense of touch, and there's 192 sensors that cover the breast tissue to be able to detect any imbalances in the breast. So it's a new technology, a safer way for women to do their annual breast exam. So hopefully we'll be able to have Brenda Smith with us on October 18th. But we will keep you updated in the coming months, coming weeks.
Right. Here's a few news announcements of things that are going on. Here's the headline. AIDS urge Trump not to ridicule Kim. Kim is the North Korean man in charge, and they went at it first, Trump and then Kim, at each other and each other's countries. And a lot of people, a lot of his aides are saying, you're going to create, you're really scaring this man and the world and into a thing of nothing but violence. It was kind of threatening the other country, and they're trying to tell him. I think little by little, more and more people are going to tell this president to slow down. Another announcement, what Trump did, Trump talked about the football players, that they should respect the flag, they should respect the military, they should respect the national anthem. But these players, mostly African-American, this past weekend, did a lot of, they sit down, I mean, they got on their knee, they locked arms, and even Jerry Jones, the conservative owner of the Dallas Cowboys, joined them. He got on one knee, and they had locked arms. So, and they're really organizing. They're organizing a lot, and they're going to let Trump know what they feel. This goes, Jemaine, this goes right in hand with what we're talking about in the next few weeks about change. We've been talking about it, how people are uniting. And this guy, Trump, the president, he's actually waking us up. He's actually getting people involved in the political arena about all the things that he says, because a lot of things he says are, to be frank with you, are a little bit offbeat and wild and nuts. And it's just getting people really stirred up. So those are the announcements there. Let's see what else we have to do before we get the song and get out of here. Let me give you my number. If you have any questions about the show, what you'd like to see, here's my phone number, way to reach me. And next week, Divine is going to give more information about herself. But my phone number to reach me is 323-770-1925. And now let's just thank everybody that had anything to do with this show. First of all, we want to thank Jesse, the director of Progressive Radio Network, who has done a wonderful job. We want to thank the engineer today, which is Kelsey. Then we want to thank Stuart Hassel, our producer for this show. I want to thank our associate producers, Greg and Lydia, doing a lot of different things to help us keep the show going. And I want to thank our co-host, Divine. Thank you, Divine. You did a wonderful job, as usual.
Thank you, Bobby, for creating Let's Create a Better World.
Yeah, thank you. That's well said. And also we want to thank our guest today, Luann Panessi, who you need to hear this show again. So let your friends know, I'm going to do that, that she'll be on the archives tomorrow or the next day. So we thanked everybody except one thing we haven't thanked. We're honored and privileged to have you, the listener, listen to our show. Thank you and we hope to hear you again, have you on our show again listening next week. Thank you.
No one to tell us no, or where to go, or save your lonely dreams.